Hey everybody, this is Santa Anthony coming to you, rolling and recording with an episode of the Karate Chronicles on Thursday, the 18th of October. And I want to remind people, because people still seem to lose track of this, the martial arts is about self-defense, not sparring, not matches, not even fighting. And I've explained that to you folks in a number of different ways, the different levels of self-defense, sparring, fighting, etc. So sometimes when people say to me, well, what would you do against a 300-pound, I don't know, Hell's Angel who wants to fight you? And I'm never really sure that people understand how foolish that question can sound. If you're asking me what I would do in the context of sport, since I'm only 190 pounds, if that, I would be not concerned. But my approach would be very different. And the problem with that is there's too much focus on sporting aspects of training on one end. And then the other end, there are people that rely on techniques that they don't train. For example, in the early mixed martial arts days, the reason that there were no real rules other than no biting and eye gouging, even though both of those happened in the first Ultimate Fighting event, certainly within the first couple, both of those had happened a number of times. The thing is, people had an out saying, well, I was going to do this, but in my art, we poke eyes and do this, that, and strike the groin, all this stuff. None of that happened in the early UFCs, because these guys were just knuckleheads hiding behind reputation and trying to cover up for the fact that they weren't training. So, let's talk again about what I mentioned. First of all, in a sportive context, I would not be in a competition against another skilled opponent who outweighs me by 110 pounds. That's why there's weight classes. Don't let people lie to you. Size matters. Size does not determine the winner, but it certainly matters, okay? So there's that. Then, if you said to me, hey, Aunt, you're walking down the street with your moms, and some guy calls her an ethnic slur, I don't care how big he is. If he puts me slash us in a situation where I have to defend myself, he's going down. And the reason that I can say that comfortably is because a 300-pound Hell's Angel can likely take a solid punch. Not necessarily, but just bear with me here. They can likely take a solid punch. What they cannot take is me throwing a sidekick as hard as I can into their kneecap. I'm not talking about the chasse that mixed martial artists are finally using, although they call it the elliptical kick for some reason, for goodness sakes. It's called the chasse. At least that's what they call it in Savate. They called it something else in Capoeira long before that. Anyhow, nobody has kneecaps strong enough to prevent me as a 190-pound skilled black belt martial artist to put them down. Not because I think I'm the next coming of, I don't know, insert whatever martial artist you like. It's because knees are knees are knees, and they are relatively fragile. Ask anyone who's ever torn an MCL, ACL, PCL, whatever. I have more than enough strength to shatter your leg. I have more than enough strength to render you immobile with one well-placed sidekick. And again, this is not me talking like I'm the greatest of all time. I just know that with my size, strength, and skill, I can do that. Let's not lose track of the techniques that have made the martial arts so deadly. Historically, I don't have to be the most anything. But rest assured, friends, if I have to get into an actual fight, it's very different mindset-wise. Like I've said many, 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 many times, you can say that I'm not the strongest, and I'm not. You can say I'm not the fastest, because I'm not. You can say that I'm not the most technically proficient, and I'm not. But you are going to be very hard-pressed to find someone that is more than I am of those things, and this is the caveat, and willing to go to the length that I am to defend myself. Like I've said before, I don't go into a self-defense altercation. Excuse me, folks. I don't go into an altercation thinking I'm going to win this fight. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to kill this person across from me because I have to. And once that no longer becomes the case, then I can begin to think about ratcheting back. It is a possibly fatal mistake to think that you can go from I'm going to beat him up to holy crap, this is super real. Now I've got to kill them. It's almost impossible to ratchet up that way in terms of mindset. So I plan to kill the person first, and then I get to be pleasantly surprised that I don't have to kill them later. But I go in thinking kill. So whatever it is you are that is more than I am, that's fine. But I don't know if a person is, I don't know of a whole lot of people who are those things and willing to go to the length that I am to survive. My survival instinct is honed razor sharp. So when people say, what would you do against a person who is, and then insert whatever reasons you have that I should be afraid or feel like I'm at a disadvantage, the answer is, it's what I train to do. When I practice with my family, I don't think about that roundhouse kick that I landed at the thigh. I'm thinking about that roundhouse kick that I could have landed to the side of his knee. I don't think about the jab that I was able to catch him in the nose with. I'm thinking about the spear hand that would have gone into his eye. Make no mistake, folks. Fighting is one thing. Self-defense is something entirely different. And I will defend myself at any cost, by any means necessary, because I would feel morally and ethically okay to do so. As you guys know, I don't like bullies, and I don't like walking around chest out and telling people how cool I am, because I don't know, my chest ain't that big and I'm just not that cool. But when it comes to self-defense, when it comes to making sure that my parents do not have to bury me, I will go to any cost, any length to win, to survive. So if you're thinking about asking me, what would I do if? The answer is what I've trained my entire life to do. End a person quickly. End them decisively and end them in any way that I can. I will worry about the legal implications of it later. I am confident and I am ethically vindicated, I feel, in anything I have to do to another human in a self-defense situation. I did not start the situation, but I will end it in any way that I need to. Make no mistake about that.
And I hope this doesn't sound like me bragging, because it's not. I actually despise fighting. I don't know the exact parameters that a person has to go through to be considered a pacifist, but I avoid situations. I have no desire to be in a fight ever again. Ever. So, I try to avoid them. But for those of you who are asking me what would I do, the answer is the thing that I've been training my entire life to do. Protect myself, my life, and my principles at all cost. I just wanted to throw that out there because I kind of felt like in the days of these days of sports fighting competitions on every weekend, people lose track of the fact that I am not a fighter. I'm a martial artist and a self-defense expert. And what that means to me is probably a lot different than what you might think of it as. So that's it. I just jumped on this train because, you know, all aboard. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far, the most important thing, as usual, and as always, please be kind to yourselves and each other.